All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in the middle of Perek Chaf Vav. If you're following in the red edition, we left off on page Resh Samech Aleph. So the Ramchal writes the following. He says, V'hu'a Inyan. Remember, yesterday the Ramchal made the fascinating distinction between Kiddusha and Tara. That Tara ultimately, again, and remember, both of them relate ultimately to how man manages this balance between spirituality and the material. In the realm of Tara, so man realizes again that he wants to be primarily a spiritual being, and he only engages the physical world as much as he needs, essentially for survival. For whatever he needs for survival, that's ultimately what he will take, but nothing above that. And if you would give him the choice to be able to exist without the physicality, he would have sooner chosen that. Kiddusha, on the other hand, is where a person makes himself into a mikdash, into a mishkan, into a mizbeach. So Kiddusha is where a person lifts up himself. When a person lifts up himself to a certain level, then by definition, everything physical that occurs within the framework of holiness, the framework of Kiddusha. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was eating, but eating itself became a maisa of Kiddusha. So too, when a person makes himself into a mishkan, a person makes himself into a mikdash, everything that he does occurs within a framework of Kiddusha as well. So whereas Tara really requires the avoidance of physicality to the greatest degree possible, Kiddusha allows for the engagement of physicality and the uplifting of physicality. This is actually very interesting. We saw this Gemara. This is what Chazal meant when they said, Kol ha-mevi doron l'tamid chacham. Kilo hikrev bikurim. It's a very interesting Gemara. That whoever gives a gift to a Talmud Chacham, you give a gift to a Torah scholar, it's as if you've brought bikurim. So what does that mean? Dechein amru, yimale gironim shal tamidi chachamim yayin. That a person should go ahead and literally fill the throats of Torah scholars with wine, meaning give a Talmud Chacham wine, bimkom nisachim. And this takes the place of the wine libations. So two very interesting Gemaras. If you give the Talmud Chacham, ultimately, again, a gift, a physical gift, it's as if you're giving Bikurim. And if you give the Talmud Chacham a nice wine, you give him a lot to drink, then it's as if you're offering up Nesachem wine libations. So what's the Pshat? This is amazing. He says, Ve'in hadavar azeh, sheyihiyu tatamidim chachamim luhutim achar ha'achila v'ashtiyah, chas v'chalilo. So Mchal says, remember, these two Gemaras are not suggesting that a Talmud Chacham should run after food and drink. That's not what it's saying. Meaning, interestingly enough, if you notice, these Gemaras are not focused on Talmidei Chachamim, they're focused on others. Right? So meaning, the Gemara is not saying, Talmud Chacham, run after wine, because if you drink wine, it's like you're drinking the Sachem, like you're drinking wine libations. And Talmud Chacham, go ahead and acquire as much material things as you can, because your material things are like Bikurim. Rather, what is it saying? Sheyimalu gronim kimalit esagargon. It's not saying for the Talmud Chacham, for the Torah scholar to be gluttonous. Ela ha'inyanu. Rather, the matter is, lefi ha'kavana shezacharti. In accordance with what we said before, listen to this. Ki tamidi chachamim hakdoshim b'derchem b'chol ma'aseyim. We'll say, if you understand something, when Chazal used the word Talmud Chacham, so Talmud Chacham rarely means just someone who amassed a lot of knowledge. I will say, you could go ahead and have an incredible amount of knowledge and be a manuvel, be a mushchas. You could be someone who's not of any real character. Remember, knowledge and character do not have to go hand in hand. The hope is that they do. The more Torah knowledge I acquire, the more that refines me. But that need not be the case. So when we talk about a Talmud Chacham, we're talking about someone who not only has the knowledge, but also has the matching character. Ki tamidi chachamim hakidoshim b'darcheyim b'chol ma'aseyim. Because a Torah scholar who is holy in all of his actions and all of his deeds, hine heim mamish kemikdash o kemizbeach. Such a Talmud Chacham is literally like a mikdash and a mizbeach, literally like a temple and an altar. Mipnei shashchina shora aleihem, kimo shahaisa shora b'mikdash mamish. Because the Shechina rests upon them in the same way that the Shechina rested upon the mikdash. Vehine hanikrav lahem, kinikrav agabi hamizbeach. Wow, look how beautiful this is. So as it says, I'll tell you what this means. What this means is the following. A Talmud Chacham, a real Talmud Chacham, is someone who has made himself like a mikdash. someone who has made himself like a Beis Hamikdash, like a Mishkan, like a Mizbeach, someone who has taken his physicality, not only his spirituality, and lifted it up, but has taken his physicality and lifted it up as well. That everything physical he does, somehow, some way, has an element of Avodas Hashem. What the Gemara is saying is like this, that if you find someone like that, a Talmid Chacham, who is able to take his physicality and is able to uplift it, then something amazing happens. If you go ahead and you give him a gift, it's as if you're offering Bikurim. Why? Because you know, what is he going to do with that physicality? What is he going to do with the physicality? He's going to use it in his Avodas Hashem. You give him wine, it's as if what? You're offering up Nesachim, as if you're offering up libations. Why? Because he's going to use that wine in a Kaddishtik fashion, in some type of holy. It's an amazing idea. So what the Gemara is saying is, the real litmus test of what makes a Talmid Chacham a Talmid Chacham, it's not simply, again, his Torah knowledge, but it's his ability to take the physical and uplift it. It's his ability to take the physical and use it, not, God forbid, as we have creating a divide between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but using it as a bridge between himself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, when you give him something physical, know that you are aiding and abetting in the creation of spirituality. Again, you give him a gift, it's like Bikurim. So what's Bikurim? What are Bikurim? So Bikurim, again, remember, first fruits. First fruits that one is giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one is giving to the Kohen. But what's the essence of Bikurim? I take those first fruits, I take that physicality, and essentially I'm able to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in these fruits. I see God through the fruits. You give a gift to a Talmid Chacham, you know that through that gift, he's going to ultimately see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and grow closer. We'll say wine. So wine, remember, again, there's a reason why wine plays a sensual role. Ultimately, again, in mitzvot, as well as in the Nesachim and wine libations, because wine ultimately, again, could be used to create a separation between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we've seen, again, we're learning Sota, we're learning Nazir, or it could be used as a bridge. You give it to a Talmid Chacham, you give it to a person who knows what to do with it. Ultimately, that wine, that for some could be the source of so many life problems, for the Talmid Chacham ultimately becomes a bridge. Kedusha. It's clear, because remember, again, for the Ramchal, you see this from the Silas Yesharim, all of these midos are building on each other. So sometimes I have to first start with Tara, because sometimes the pendulum has to swing in one direction to the extreme in order to come back a little bit more towards the middle. But there's no question, at least in the eyes of the Ramchal, it might be subject to machlokis within other Sifrei Musar, but according to the Ramchal, the ability to take physicality and lift it up is a much higher level than the ability just simply then to avoid physicality. And that's, if you think about it, that's logical. It's easy. It's easy to say, treif, and distance myself from it. That's easy. Much more difficult to say kosher, but I have to make it kosher by lifting it up. And this is what I'm just pointing out. What Ramchal is, it's interesting, by the way, if you notice how, remember, this is the last chapter in Mesilas Yesharim. So if you notice, again, we've gone through so many different midos in this Sefer. And it is interesting. And remember, all of this is building up towards this pinnacle of Kedusha. It is interesting to see how, in the eyes of the Ramchal, the hardest thing to accomplish in this world is the creation of a healthy relationship with the material. Which, again, is not a surprise. We understand, we struggle with this every single day. This is our greatest struggle. How to maintain that balance between, again, our physicality and our spirituality. What Kedusha just tells us is, not only is the balance possible, but if done correctly, the material actually becomes an enabler for spiritual growth. So I'm using this the same derech. Kol tashmish. Sheyishtam shumi divrei ha'olam. So says the Ramchal, taking this approach a little bit further, anything, kol tashmish sheyishtam shumi divrei ha'olam. Anything that you use in this world, in the footnote he writes, lo rak achila v'shtia. You know, again, the two gemaras that I quoted above were dafka speaking about eating and drinking. But the truth is, we could expand this beyond eating and drinking as well. And anything that you do in this world, any physicality that you use in this world, acharei hayosam kivar dvukim likidushaso yisbarach. after ultimately again, after Yosem Kvar Divukim L'Kadosh Yisparach, Hine Ilui V'Yisron Hu L'Dover Hahu Shezocha Lihios Tashmish L'Tzadik. So we'll say again, remember, once a person already has some initial connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability for these items to serve as an additional bridge in connection of relationship, and remember again, this can't be accomplished by anyone. This is a process that only the tzaddik can accomplish this. Okvar is Kiru Zichron Livracha. Be'inyan, we'll say, is actually very beautiful because we just had this last week's parasha. Be'inyan Avne HaMokom Shelakach Yaakov V'sam Merasho Sav. So you remember again, the Torah speaks about the episode where Yaakov Avinu was leaving home, and what happens? He goes to sleep, he has the dream, and the Torah says that he put the rock underneath his head. So Rashi quotes the Medrash that says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Melambit Shinis Kamptsu Kulam, V'haysa Kol Achas Omeres Anlai Yaniach Tzadik Rosho. So what's amazing? So interestingly enough, the Medrash says that the stones started fighting. And the stones started, what were they fighting about? Who is going to have the privilege of having the head of the tzaddik rest upon them? Now, we'll see, understand something. The Medrash, I mean, you could understand Medrash literally if you choose to, but that's not really how Chazal meant Medrash. Chazal meant Medrash ultimately, again, to be able to teach us certain moral ethical lessons. So what does this mean if the stones are fighting over who is going to have the privilege of having Yaakov Avinu's head rest on them? So take a look at number 29. So the footnote says, Alay aniach tzadik rosho, me'achar sheshimush hatzadik ba, hu yisron u'ma'ala b'shvil ha'kniska. Well, so what are they arguing about? The greatest actualization, or the greatest privilege of anything physical in this world is to know that it can be used as a bridge between man and God. That is the greatest accomplishment of anything physical. So that's why, again, you know, Rav Kook speaks about this in terms of a bracha. So what's the chap of a bracha? You see, when we make a bracha, so we often assume that what's happening over here is I am seeing, I take an apple, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Eitz. What's happening over here? What's the process? I am seeing the Ribono Shel Olam in this apple. Right? I see it. It's amazing. If you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this beautiful fruit. It tastes sweet. It smells sweet. There's an outer peel that protects the fruit. But and yet, within the fruit itself are the seeds to ensure the continuity of the species. When I look at that apple, I see Marabu Ma'asecha Hashem. Look how amazing you are. And Ribosha, look how amazing. I see the greatness of God. Rav Kook says there's another piece, which is that everything in this world has a purpose. The apple has a tachlis also. What's the apple's job? So Moshe, I'll put the apple in this world. What's the apple's job? The apple's job is to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine that? By the way, this is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Al tihivaz lechol adam, va'al yihi something l'shum davar. Forgot the lashon of the Mishnah. Don't be dismissive of anything in this world. Everything has a tachlis. Everything has a purpose. The apple also has a tachlis. The apple's job is to somehow bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Ram Chalas, what's happening over here? The stones are fighting. Why? Because the stones realize that they have the ability to have a chilek, to have a portion in bringing Yaakov Avinu closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they know when he puts his head down and goes to sleep, he's going to have this magnificent vision. And that vision is the beginning of a magnificent relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. So the stones literally are struggling with one another. Who is going to have the privilege to have the head of the tzaddik? So it's amazing. So it's not only us who struggle to go ahead and use the physical world in a way to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the physical world that yearns for the privilege to allow us to come closer to God through it as well. It's an incredible idea, an incredible idea. So the rocks literally are fighting who's going to have the privilege to be the enabler of Yaakov Avinu's spirituality. Let's just do one more line, and then we'll stop. Klalo Shel Davar. Well, so the general principle is, Inyan HaKadosha Hu, Adam the whole essence of Kiddusha is that a person should be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so connected to God, that anything that I do does not create a division or does not create a prayer, the separation between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad sheyoser yis'alu hadvarim hagashmiyim, ad sheyisham shimu le'echa mitashmishav, b'mashu mishtamish mehen, mimash sheyered hu midvekosum aloso mishtamshu midvarim gashmiyim. So we'll pick up with this piece tomorrow, but what Ramchal is saying over here is that the litmus test of Kedusha, the real litmus test of Kedusha, is that again, does my engagement in the physical world bring me closer or bring me further? The real definition of Kedusha the real definition of Kedusha is my engagement in the physical world is actually something that brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only does it not create a strain with my relationship with God, but some way, somehow, it actively builds a bridge. So we'll stop over here. Be'er Tashem, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. I think we'll finish, in fact, maybe the beginning of next week. All right.